Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shea, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. The election is over.
Yeah, Harry, and what a lot of excitement.
Yes?
One fella I know made a crazy bet on some congressman. The congressman lost, and this guy had to push a cigarette up and down Hollywood Boulevard with his nose. His wife was furious.
Well, his wife was furious? Why?
It was her cigarette.
Oh. Well, after all, Eddie, you can't blame her with the cigarette shortage going on.
You know, among men who know tobacco best, it's 2-1 you can't get any. No.
Oh, now, wait, it isn't that bad, is it?
Are you guys suffering, too? Oh, Harry, it's awful. I could kill myself. A few weeks ago, I appeared with Tommy Dorsey on the Lucky Strike program, and when they paid me, Harry...
Yeah?
Like a fool, I took money.
Well, stop that, Eddie. Listen, did you hear the election returns last night?
Oh, yeah, here at NBC, Harry. But a lot of people heard the returns at the movies, and it was very embarrassing.
It was embarrassing? Why?
You know, the management broke right into the picture with a loudspeaker and interrupted the dialogue as the picture was going on.
No.
You know? Let me show you what happened at the Pantages Theater right in the middle of a scene with Cary Grant and June Dupree in None But the Lonely Heart.
Ida, open the door, my love, and let me in.
No, honey. We must never see each other again.
But I must see you. I must.
You want? Why are you breaking in?
I am breaking in to bring you the latest election returns. Congressman Schlump is leading by 4,000 votes.
Oh, Ida, why do you avoid me? Have you been going out with someone else?
No, Ernie. I've only been going out with my mother, my father, my two brothers.
The entire 15th Assembly District and a judge from Glendale.
Ida, darling, I knew you'd be true to me. Marry me, sweetheart. We could be so happy together.
Yes.
And maybe after a bit we'd have a family. A boy for me and a girl for you.
And 22,000 for Senator Downey.
Harry, it wasn't just over here the people were listening to election returns. They were very interested in the Axis countries. Let me tell you what I heard on the shortwave radio.
Okay, Eddie, take it away, Tokyo.
Flashy flash. Yesterday was election in America. American sailors allowed to vote. Japanese sailors, no vote, just float. Flashy flash. American Navy, very tricky. 2 weeks ago, American Navy sing to Japanese Navy, come out wherever you are. We did, so sorry.
And now, take it away, Berlin.
People of the Third Reich, insistent bombing by Allied planes has upset Herr Goebbels to such an extent that he has called the heads of all cities in Germany and asked each one of them one question. Does your city look different lately? Reports stating that the German people are not getting enough food to eat are untrue. And we can prove it. Would you like to finish the war, get some groceries down at the store, or stay with Hitler, whom you adore?
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
Oh, then you'd rather have a pig.
And if you, the people of this fair city, we'll put an X beside the name of Harry Von Zell.
Harry, what are you doing?
Get away from me, bud. You bother me.
I will see to it that you, the people, will get bigger beauty parlors for the women, bigger schools for the children, bigger children, bigger women.
Harry.
Chicken in every pot. A pot in every chicken. What? A beer in every bucket. A bucket in every...
Harry. Listen, kid, the election is over. What's the idea of the speech?
Oh, well, Eddie, I've been toying with the idea of going into politics, you know. I want to be of service to the people, give them better homes, better streets. That's important, you know. Why, as a politician, I can help thousands of people live better.
But, Harry, every Wednesday night you help millions of people feel better, and that's even more important.
Oh, yes, you mean like this. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, reach for a glass of sparkling sal hepatica. For that's the way to get quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. You see, sal hepatica is really speedy, helps you to feel better faster. What's more, sparkling sal hepatica gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, by popular request, we're going to repeat a number America has voted its favorite jive tune. Nora Martin singing, Leonard Seuss on the trumpet, give you... Is you is, or is you ain't my baby?
Oh, is you is, or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Cause you still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. Now a man is just a creature that has always been strange. And when you're sure of one you find, he's gone and change. Oh, is you is, or is you ain't my baby? Maybe, baby, it's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
And here's Leonard Seuss, the young man with the horn.
To turn the clock back to yesterday and take you to the living room in Eddie Cantor's home, which was voting place number 169 in Beverly Hills. I sat at a desk with Eddie where we handed out ballots to the voters.
Hey,
have you ever seen so many people?
Oh, no, say, this is exciting. Everyone from Beverly Hills coming in and out of your house to vote, and what a lot of movie stars.
Yeah, wasn't that cute, Lassie standing in line to vote for Fella?
Oh, say, by the way, Eddie, were you here at the desk when Lana Turner came in to vote?
No, I wasn't.
You... After waiting here all day, you missed Lana Turner?
What do you mean, mister? I was in the booth waiting for her.
Oh, you were waiting in the booth for Lana Turner, uh-huh. When she came in, what happened?
Nothing. Ida was in there waiting for Van Johnson. No. All right, next voter, please. I believe you're next, miss.
I beg your pardon if I kept y'all waiting. I'm just so excited. It's the first time I ever did vote.
Yeah. Well, you won't have any trouble voting now. What is your name?
Annabelle, Daisy Bell, Susie Bell, Lula Bell Smith.
Annabelle, Daisy Bell, look, could I just call you Ding Ding?
You sure can, Mr. Cannon.
Well, look, Ding Ding, have you made up your mind who you're going to vote for?
Well, it's very confusing. My father's a Democrat. My mother's a Republican.
Yeah. What are you?
Annabelle, Daisy Bell.
I know. All right, Ding Ding, here's a ballot. Go in and vote. Vote for your choice.
Oh, I'm voting for Franklin D. Sinatra.
No!
Say, Eddie.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Doesn't that line seem to be getting longer? Where did all those guys come from that are standing in back of Ann Sheridan?
They were the same guys that were standing in front of Ann Sheridan. Next, please. Harry, who's next?
Well, I'm not sure. I can't make it out on the register here.
My name is Myrtle.
Oh, Myrtle! Yeah.
I could hardly read your writing, Myrtle.
Well, in Brooklyn, most pupils learn to write left-handed.
Why left-handed?
You need your right hand for throwing spitballs.
Myrtle, do you want to tell me who you're going to vote for?
Say, when I step behind that curtain, it's nobody's business what I'm going to do.
I know, Myrtle, but I'll keep your secret. What are you going to do?
Fix this girdle. It's killing me.
Hey, Eddie, what? There's a funny thing. Look at that booth over there with that garter hanging out.
What garter?
Over there.
Oh, it's Jack Benny. Such a tight guy with such a loose garter. I've never seen... Oh, there's a phone. Hello? Election Place 169. This is Eddie Cantor.
How do you do?
Why, it's Bert Gordon the Russian. Russian, what do you want?
Mind your camper. I can't vote today.
You can't vote? Why not?
They closed all the saloons. Yeah.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I got locked in one.
Russian.
Yes?
Shame on you drinking all the time. Is that all you do is drink?
Certainly not. Sometimes I hiccup.
Hazard. Russian, that's not right. Spending your time in a bar drinking whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come over here and support your candidate?
I'm the one that's drinking. Tell him to come over and support me.
Russian, something is wrong. I can't hear you. Get closer to the telephone.
I can't. The phone is on the wall.
Where are you?
On the chandelier.
How did you get way up on the chandelier?
I fell off the ceiling.
Oh, get out of here, Russian. You're impossible. Look at him, Harry. Just think, someday he may be president.
Oh, Eddie, that's silly.
Silly?
Sure, who ever heard of having a baby for president?
Don't get
I wonder why he's crying.
Maybe he's sleepy.
Well, he just had his nap.
Maybe he's hungry.
He just had his bottle.
Maybe he... Here, you hold him, Harry.
Hey, quiet. He's trying to say something.
Go. Come over.
What's he say?
I wonder what the baby tries to say when he says, "I go, I got a moccasin." Hey, little fella, what are you trying to say with that go?
Go. I'm tired of being a baby. Everybody says, isn't he cute and wants to hold me? But I'm smart. When I get tired of anyone holding me, I...
Mm-hmm.
funny when my old man says, having a baby for president. My old man better not be so funny. Popeyes will fire him. I know how his eyes got that way. He's got so much corn in him, something had to pop. I wish my old man would go in and vote and pull that curtain around his head. If I had a head like his, I'd put a curtain around it. What am I laughing at? I have got a head like his. Oh, my mommy's coming over. Here I go again, on my back, grab my legs, more talcum powder. That stuff tickles. If she sprinkles that talcum powder on me, I know I'm going to giggle. I just know I'll...
Oh, Harry, I'm tired. Now that the voting's almost over, would you mind if I went upstairs to bed, Harry?
Eddie, can I help you up the stairs?
Listen, funny man, I don't have any trouble climbing stairs. Stop that, will you?
Eddie, I've seen you stand at a bar and tip the bartender $1 to pick your foot up and put it on the brass rail.
Yeah. It was a very high brass rail. Look, Harry, will you just take care of the votes?
Okay, Eddie, all right. Will everyone who hasn't voted please raise their right hands?
Guess it's all over, huh?
No, wait. Now, will all the women raise their right hand?
All the women, Harry, what's that for?
Nothing, Eddie. I just love to look at women's hands.
You do?
Yeah. For even from here, I can tell which women use Truchet, the beforehand lotion.
Because Truchet helps keep their hands soft, smooth, and lovely?
Huh?
T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. Truchet, the beforehand lotion. The beauty lotion you put on your hands before you put them in hot, soapy water.
Huh?
Yes, sure. You put Truchet on your hands beforehand, so Truchet's beforehand protection will help guard your hands from roughness and dryness, and therefore will keep your hands soft and lovely.
Well, Eddie, everything you said was right, but what was the idea of you saying it?
Harry, I just want to show you what could happen if you kept telling the jokes.
Oh.
Now, Harry, I think I'll go up to bed, huh?
You're sure you don't want me to help you up the stairs?
Harry, I don't need any help from you. Oh, here comes Ida and the girls now. I'm ready, Ida.
He's ready, children. Marjorie, right leg. Natalie, left leg. Oh. Edna, right arm. Marilyn, left arm. Janet, his head. To the bedroom, children. Mush! Mush!
Ida, put down that whip, will you? Oh. Gee, I'm tired. I know what'll put me to sleep, a tall glass of milk and maybe a little touch of brandy in it. Well, here goes. There. Now for a little dash of milk. Oh, gee, all the people voting, election day. I wonder if Bunzel's baby will ever be president. When I was a kid, they thought I'd be president. Even when I went to kindergarten, I was different than all those other 5-year-old kids. Maybe it was because I was 14. Boy, I sure wish I could be president. Must be nice to live in the White House like George Washington and throw $1 across the Potomac. Wonder if anybody ever found that dollar. I think I'll visit Washington again this summer and have another go at it.
Sir. Sir, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, sure. Wait a minute. Where am I? This isn't my house. This is the White House.
Of course, Mr. President.
Mr. President?
Yes, haven't you seen the morning papers? Look at these headlines.
Gosh. Eddie Cantor elected president. George Jessel flees to Spain. Here's another one. Cantor wins election. Churchill quits cigars, takes up drinking. Say, but gosh, tell me, if I'm the president, isn't this bed kind of small?
Well, Fowler never complained.
Oh. Who are you?
I'm Vice President Von Zell.
Duche.
No, Truche.
You're Von Zell. Hey, Mr. Vice President, what are those four bells?
Annabelle, Daisy Bell, Lula Bell, Susan Bell.
She disappeared. Gee, Mr. Vice President, there are a lot of doors in this White House. How big is it?
44 rooms and one bath.
One bath? Isn't that a little inconvenient?
No, it's on wheels. Here's the bathroom right here. Would you care to step inside?
Yeah. My goodness, what a swank bathroom. What is that note hanging on the basin? It says, please have plumber fix hot water faucet. Signed, Grover Cleveland. Oh, the plumber should be here any minute now. Maybe that's him. Hello? President Cantor speaking. Is this the plumber?
No, my name is Moidel.
What do you want?
I called to ask you about relief.
What do you mean, relief?
My girdle. It's still killing me.
We'll take it up with the Ways and Means Committee.
All right. But I wish you wouldn't tell everyone I wear a girdle.
Don't worry. I'll keep it a secret. I know how a thing like that spreads. Goodbye. Mr. Vice President.
Yes, sir.
What is my first presidential duty?
Well, there's a bridge in Colorado to be opened.
Yeah.
All you do is press this button and the Colorado drawbridge is open.
Just press a button.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful age. This is the president speaking.
Mr. President, this is Colorado. The mayor was getting ready to make a speech, but you pressed the buzzer too soon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please apologize to the mayor for me.
I will, as soon as we can fish him out of the water.
Oh, say, yeah. Mr. President, there's a gentleman to see you.
A gentleman?
It ain't the plumber.
Oh, no. You, huh?
Eddie Camper, you sure got class. You sure?
Why all of a sudden do you think I have class?
I was just in your bathroom and I noticed your initials on the faucets. H-C.
H, that's for hot and cold.
Oh, I thought it was for Harry Camper. A million apologies, chief executive.
Not chief, chief.
Oh, chief. Anybody can make a mistake anytime at all.
I'm the chief executive of the nation.
Oh.
I'm the president of the United States.
That's nice.
I'm the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy.
Hmm. Can you spare our gas coupon?
Russian.
Yes?
We're very sorry, but we only give gas for essential driving. Hmm. Now, if you were an auxiliary fireman or an auxiliary policeman...
Why, only yesterday, I used up 10 gallons of gas for police work.
For police work?
They were chasing me.
What about gasoline, Russian? Do you have an A sticker, a B sticker, or a C sticker?
I was thinking.
Yep.
Look... What have you got stuck on the front of your car?
Two pedestrians.
Russian, I'm not going to give you any gas coupons. Now go.
Excuse me, Mr. President. It's Wednesday. You wanted me to remind you when Eddie Cantor goes on the air.
Eddie Cantor?
Yes.
I love that boy. Get him on right away.
Yes, Mr. President. You know, tonight he and Nora Martin are paying tribute to the memory of that great American who was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor right here in the White House, George M. Cohan.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die.
A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
I'm a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. And the divil a man can say a word agin me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C is a name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan!
That's me.
For it was Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety
society will say Marie.
But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came.
And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave.
You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
Every heart beats true neath the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Over there, over there, send the word over there.
That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drum, drum coming everywhere.
So prepare,
say a prayer,
send
the word to beware.
We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back.
Some of our boys are already back from over there, ladies and gentlemen. Many of them in Army and Navy hospitals from coast to coast. And we can help to make their Christmas the bright and merry one they deserve. Between now and December 25th, let's all buy an extra gift for a Yank who gave. Deliver that gift to your local American Legion post, or if you make your purchase in a department store, ask the clerk to do it for you. To make sure there's a package for every patient, buy your gift for Yank who gave now, won't you?
I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true.
Listen in again next Wednesday, same time, and next Tuesday evening, November 14th, our sponsor, Bristol Myers, will present another new program starring Gracie Fields and featuring the new comedian, Fred Brady. See your paper for time and station. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truchet. Good night, everybody.
Hey, wait a minute. You want to know how to get some relief from that cold you've got? Okay, then get yourself a jar of Minute Rub. M-I-N-I-T-R-U-B, Minute Rub. Then get after those cold symptoms. Just rub a little Minute Rub on the back and chest, and you'll get a pleasant sensation of warmth, as Minute Rub helps soothe that cold discomfort. At the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapors will help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. Yes, Minute Rub will really help bring prompt relief when you or anyone in your family is suffering from cold symptoms. So why don't you get yourself a jar of this modern chest rub? Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.